When I was 14, I fell head over heels for Kurt Vonnegut's novels, starting with Cat's Cradle. I loved how he combined science fiction, philosophical wisecracks, and his kind of gentle subversion. And a new collection of Vonnegut's letters that just came out reminded me how important he was to my adolescent writerly ambitions. The writer John Ronson is a decade younger than I am, but he got hooked on Vonnegut at roughly the same age. Ronson writes highly entertaining journalism that investigates weirdness and whack jobs of various flavors, as in his book The Men Who Stare at Goats. And Kurt Vonnegut's fiction made John Ronson the writer he is.
I started reading Vonnegut when I was 15, 16. I was living in Cardiff and I was just beginning to think about universities. I'd go off on the train around Britain on my own to look at colleges. And I had a bag full of Vonnegut books. I had The Sirens of Titan, Breakfast of Champions, and Slaughterhouse-Five. It was like I was on the cusp of a new life. I was about to kind of leave Cardiff and go out into the world, and Vonnegut was my companion. Slaughterhouse-Five is inspired by his real-life experience. It's about a man called Billy Pilgrim who survives the firebombing of Dresden. And then he goes on the radio, completely apropos of nothing, to announce that he had been kidnapped by aliens and taken to a planet called Tralfamadori. And he swears that he has become unstuck in time. The most important thing I learned on Tralfamadori was that when a person dies, he only appears to die. He is still very much alive in the past. So it is very silly. 1 minute you can be a child, 1 minute you can be dying, 1 minute you can be in the fire storm at Dresden. And so the novel scoots around in time, just like he has learned how to. Now, when I myself hear that somebody is dead, I simply shrug and say what the Tralfamadorians say about dead people, which is, so it goes, and so on. I loved the fact that Vonnegut put himself in his stories as a character. That seemed incredibly daring and original to the 15-year-old me. I love the fact that his sentences are very short and he doesn't try and narcissistically dazzle us with his literary awesomeness. And I love the clash. So he will find humanity and ridiculousness in the midst of the firebombing at Dresden or a family falling apart. So for me, the stark simplicity and the horror clashing with the comedy was just knocked me for six. Because he puts himself in his books, and he always portrays himself as quite miserable. I thought, God, I don't want to be a writer if that's your life. You're all alone in a room, chain smoking. That sounds like a terrible life. So it is funny that Vonnegut simultaneously made me want to be a writer and made me not want to be a writer. And then I was offered the chance to work with bands, talented bands, who under my stewardship were failing because I was a terrible manager. So to make ends meet, I started writing for the local listings magazine. So I went into writing really out of circumstance, thinking, God, do I want this terrible life that Kurt Vonnegut writes about? But I did it because it was the only thing I was any good at. Now I write non-fiction adventure stories. Vonnegut has said that it was the trauma of being involved in the Dresden firebombing that, you know, was one of the engines that led him to being a writer, to try and work out the horror through writing. And loath as I am to equate being picked on at school to the levelling of an entire city and its population, I feel the two things are very similar. I don't think the two things are similar. However, similarly, I use writing, I think, as a way to try and work out why people behave in the terrible, crazy, absurd ways that they do. Vonnegut was allowed to sit at home and just imagine it all, but I couldn't do that. I had to go off and actually experience it. So I'd go off to these dark places, asylum for the criminally insane or neo-Nazi compound, and I think try and find some humanity in the sort of dark shadows, I suppose. And I became obsessed with that. I think I still channel Vonnegut. He puts himself into his stories as a character, and I put myself into my stories. And the way I write is taken from Vonnegut too. Short sentences, no flowery language. This was a story I wrote. I heard that the world's most sentient robot was so intelligent that she was actually beginning to burst spontaneously into life. A strange thing happens when you interview a robot. You feel an urge to be profound, to ask profound questions. I suppose it's an interspecies thing, although if it is, I wonder why I never try and be profound around my dog. What is electricity? When I started writing, I'd find myself using his actual phrases. Where would you go if you had legs? I ask. Vancouver, she says. Why? I say. The explanation is rather complicated. And so on. It's a Vonnegut phrase, and so on. It's kind of embarrassing. I think if I hadn't read Slaughterhouse 5 in that time, maybe I would have become a writer earlier. Because Vonnegut really did convince me not to write. And of course, I then drifted into being a writer. And my life is that. I'd sit alone in a room, an old fart, alone with my memories and my thoughts. And I'm having the miserable life. The only difference is that I quit smoking.
That's the writer John Ronson talking about Kurt Vonnegut. Ronson's new book is called Lost at Sea, and there's a terrific volume of Kurt Vonnegut's letters that just came out as well. Mooj Zadie produced our story with Michelle Siegel. Not long ago, I happened to be talking about Kurt Vonnegut with the great director Mike Nichols and asked him which novel he thought was best. Sirens of Titan, he said without hesitation. So how about you? What's your favorite of Kurt Vonnegut's works? Tell us at studio360.org.